بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. We return in this session back to our discussion of some of the doubts around the دعوة السلفية المباركة. And in this session we begin with a statement of the great Imam al-Imam al-Barbahari رحمه الله تعالى from his book شرح السنة. A book that we hear some of the مميعة and those who wish to water the methodology and the manhaj of the Salaf down. We hear them warning against, or at least instilling doubt in the heart of the people of Sunnah for. And that is, of course, Ikhwan, because of the fact that these books, yani the kutub of the Salaf of this Ummah, tafdahuhum. These books, Ikhwan, they expose their realities. And so they'll turn you away from them, they'll instill doubt within your heart concerning studying them. But we see the great scholars of our time teaching them, disseminating them in and among this Ummah. We see Sheikh Al-Fawzan having an explanation of Sharh Sunnah, which is for sale and readily available. We see Sheikh Sheikh Ahmed Al-Najmi explaining Sharh Sunnah, and his explanation is for sale and readily available. We see our Sheikh Rabi' having an explanation of Sharh Sunnah. He explained it to his tulab, young and old, and his Sharh is readily available. And a number of other Shaykhana Shaykh Ubaid, when we were in Medina between the years of 93 and 2003, our Shaykh perhaps explained the book more than three times. And so the scholars don't seem to have the same position that these Mumayya, who believe that they know, while in actuality they are min ajhal al juhal, from the most ignorant of the ignorant people. And this is a reality, Ikhwan, of our era. One of the sad realities of our era is that these individuals are the types of people who are now being listened to, now have people's attention, which is from the ajaib and from the mubkiyat al-mudhikat. From the mudhikat al-mubkiyat, from the things that make you cry and laugh at the same time. But listen then to the statement of Al-Imam Al-Barbahari, and there are a few statements that we want to look at before we actually get into what we want to discuss today. The first statement is his statement, وَإِذَا سَمِعْتَ الرَّجُلِ يَطْعَنُ عَلَى الْآثَارِ وَلَا يَقْبَلُهَا أَوْ يُنْكِرُ شَيْئًا مِّنْ أَخْبَارِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَاتَّهِمْهُ عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ فإنه رجل رديء القول والمذهب وإنما طعن على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه لأنه إنما عرفنا الله وعرفنا رسول الله وعرفنا القرآن وعرفنا الخير والشر والدنيا والآخرة بالآثار. He mentions that if you hear a man speaking ill of the narration, speaking ill of the آثار, and listen to the advice carefully. If you hear a man speaking ill of the athar, he doesn't accept them, or he rejects something from the statements of the Prophet ﷺ, then question his Islam. For indeed he is a man with a despicable statement, a despicable madhab, a despicable position. He said, and indeed he disparages the statements of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions, because we know Allah and we know the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we know the Quran, and we know khair, good, and we know shar, evil, and we know the dunya, and we know the akhirah, the dunya, and the hereafter, bil athar. We know all of that by way of athar. We know that by way of athar. And thus, Ikhwan, it is, of course, not in the favor of the Mumayya'a that the people of Sunnah are acquainted with these basic principles. For indeed, these basic principles, and that which is discussed in these books, expose them. Listen to another statement of Imam al-Barbahari. وَإِذَا سَمِعْتَ الرَّجُلْ يَطْعَنُ عَلَى الْآثَارِ أَوْ يَرُدُّ الْآثَارِ أو يريد غير الآثار فاتهمه على الإسلام ولا تشك أنه صاحب هوى مبتدع. He said, if you hear a man dispraising and speaking ill and disparaging the Athar. And he rejects the Athar, these narrations. Or he wants other than the Athar. Then accuse his Islam, question his Islam, and have no doubt that he is a person of desires and a mubtadi. And he doesn't want the Athar, not interested in the Athar. Have no doubt that he is a person of desires and a mubtadi. Listen again to a third statement of Imam al-Barbahari concerning the Athar. He mentions, وَعَلَيْكَ بِالْآثَارِ وَأَهْلِ الْآثَارِ وَإِيَّاهُمْ فَاسْأَلْ وَمَعَهُمْ فَاجْلِسْ وَمِنْهُمْ فَاقْتَبِسْ. He mentioned, cling to the Athar and the people of Athar, and be aware, he mentioned, وَإِيَّاهُمْ فَاسْأَلْ. Ask them, yani the people of Athar. وَمَعْهُمْ فَاجْلِسْ. Sit with them and take from them. The advice of Al-Imam Al-Barbahari, Ikhwan, potent, important advice, because I highlight to you a trait of the Mumayya'ah, those who wish to water your methodology down and believe that they are upon Salafiyya and upon the way of the Salaf of this Ummah, when they are ba'id and distant from it. Kull al-bu'd, as Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he mentions, alaykum bil-ilm qabla an yuqbad. He said, cling to ilm before it is taken. وَقَبْضُهُ ذِهَابُ أَهْلِهِ. And it being taken is the disappearance of its people. He said, وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْعِلْمِ. So cling to ilm. فَإِنَّكُمْ سَتَجِدُونَ أَقْوَامًا يَزْعُمُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يَدْعُونَكُمْ إِلَىٰ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَقَدْ نَبَذُوهُ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ. He said, because indeed you are going to come across a people who claim that they are calling you to the Book of Allah, when in actuality they have thrown it behind their backs. And there is no doubt, Ikhwan, that this is something that the person of Sunnah, the one who Allah Azza wa Jal has given basira and given something of a light, the light of ilm and faham and understanding, he will see it clearly. And listen to this final statement that we'll quote from Imam al-Barbahari. He mentions, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَمْ تَجِئُ بِدْعَ قَتْ إِلَّا مِنَ الْهَمَجْ الرِّيَاعِ أَتْبَاعُ كُلْ نَائِقُ يَمِيلُونَ مَعَ كُلِّ رِيحِ فَمَنْ كَانَ هَكَذَا فَلَا دِينَ لَهُ. قال الله تبارك وتعالى فما اختلفوا إلا من بعد ما جاءهم العلم باغيا بينهم وقال وما اختلف فيه إلا الذين أوتوه من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات باغيا بينهم. He mentions here, no, that bid'ah, innovation, has never appeared, it has never come, except from the hamaj, yani from the riffraff, the ria', the rabble, atba' kull na'iq, the followers of anyone who calls, yamiluna ma'a kulli rih, those who sway with any wind, and whomsoever is like this, he mentioned, مَنْ كَانَ هَكَذَا فَلَا دِينَ لَهُ. Then in actuality he has no deen. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. Indeed Allah Azza wa Jal has said that they did not differ except after knowledge came to them, بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ, out of baghi, out of transgression and oppression between them. And Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ فِيهِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوهُ. And that indeed they did not differ concerning it, other than those who were given it after they had received bayinat, clarification, بغيًا بينهم, due to transgression among themselves, between them. And this is envy and enmity, that they transgressed one with another after they were given ilm, after clarity had come to them. And that is whether we're dealing with the ulama or those who are on a lesser level, who oppose with Ahlul Haqq, whether it be from this ummah or the people of the book. And he continues and finishes the sentence, وَهُمْ عُلَمَاءُ السُّوءُ أَصْحَابُ الطَّمَعِ وَالْبِدَعَ. He said, and they are the ulama of su', these scholars of su', of evil, the companions of a tama', yani those who pander and crave after yani that which is possessed by others, and the people of innovation. And so, this affair of them pandering and craving, it oftentimes leads them to accuse the people of sunnah of jealousy. When in actuality, when we really analyze the reality of the situation, we see that they are more deserved of that title and of the accusation. As the parable occurs, رَمَتْنِي بِدَائِهَا وَانْزَلَّتْ, that you have accused me, or she accused me of her disease, and she slipped away. And it was a statement that was made and has become a parable. It was a statement that was based upon an occurrence, something that took place with one of the wives, between one of the wives of one of the Khulafa and her co-wife. That there were two wives that were constantly at loggerheads and arguing, and one of them approached the other and accused her of having a disease that was connected to her private parts, a sexually transmitted disease. And so when she made the accusation against her, the other wife, she turned and said, because the first she made the accusation and then she slipped away. And so the other wife, she turned around and said, رَمَتْنِي بِدَائِهَا وَانْزَلَّتْ, she accused me of her sickness and then she slipped away. And that is, and has become a parable with Ahlul Sunnah. And with other than Ahlul Sunnah, yani a parable that is among the Arab generally, but it is a parable that is used by Ahlul Sunnah regularly, because Ahlul Sunnah are oftentimes the ones who are accused of such and such, accused of this and accused of that. But in actuality, when we analyze, we see that oftentimes these accusations come from people who are more worthy of the accusations than those who they accuse. And that resembles what we see, particularly in our time, from individuals who are unknown, individuals who no one knows other than maybe their close companions, but are definitely not known for knowledge, but enter a field that is not theirs, an arena that is not theirs, with the claim of advice and the claim of nasiha and other such claims. Individuals who are resemblant to Muppets and Waldorf and Statler come to mind. And we are not being derogatory. And the reason we say Muppets is because the Muppets were puppets. And the puppet is the one that is used by someone else to bring about a goal, whether it is entertainment or to make a point or other than that. And so we have individuals that have been placed and pushed forward by individuals who are behind them, who make claims against Ahlul Sunnah, and they are more deserved of them. And when we analyze their claims, it causes us to doubt their sincerity. It causes us to question their sincerity. I question their sincerity because they make claims concerning evidence, And what is our evidence against such and such, and our evidence against this one and the second and the third? But had they been sincere, then it is common knowledge that we have somewhere in the region of over 35 websites. Those 35 websites dealing with an array of different affairs. A person can access those websites through the link www.selef.com, and you will find in those websites every shred of evidence, or the majority, or that which will suffice you in any one of the questions that you raise. Had you been sincere, and these websites are well known, and they're not well known by these individuals because they mention them and they quote them, had they been sincere, they would have returned back to those websites and they would have found numerous shreds and threads of evidence. And I'm sure they have returned back to those websites. Had they returned back to those websites, then those evidences that they would have come across would have fallen, as it relates to them, into one of two categories. Either evidences that were, as far as they are concerned, not sufficient, in which case, if they were sincere, then they would have returned those insufficient pieces of evidence that they would have found if they went back to those websites. They would have returned those pieces of evidence back to us and questioned us concerning them if the claim of sincere advice is to be believed. They would have gone back to those websites and they would have found link after link, after link, after link concerning every one of the individuals that they have been seeking evidence for. And this is why I say I question their sincerity. Because had they been sincere, they would have returned back to those websites and found their maram, found what it was they were seeking. But the intent and the goal is other than actually finding the evidence. The intent and the goal is talbis, and to pull the wool over the eyes of the innocent, and to divert the attention of the innocent away from the people of Sunnah and away from the strong methodology and manhaj that they were upon, to a manhaj of tamyir, and a watered down version of what they say is Salafiyyah. The intent, and listen carefully, Ikhwan, the intent is to spoon feed or to drip feed our Shabab Ikhwaniyyah in the guise of Salafiyyah. And this is exactly why our scholar spoke against the likes of Abu al-Hasan. This is exactly why our scholars have spoken against the likes of Ali Hassan al-Halabi. Because the principles that they brought forward were principles that were carefully designed, carefully brought about to deceive the general Salafi and to change his orientation from being firm upon the Sunnah towards being upon Ikhwaniyyah without even realizing, and him now believing that he's upon a just balanced methodology, when in actuality he's upon nothing but Ikhwaniyyah. And so if they had returned back to those websites, then they would have found what they were seeking and what they constantly ask for: evidence, evidence, evidence. Now that evidence was either sufficient, and if they were sincere, then they would suffice with them, or they would have found them insufficient. And then if they were sincere about giving advice, they would have returned back to Al-Mattaba Salafiyya and sought clarity concerning these pieces of evidence, would they not? since it is sincere advice that we're being told is the only intent behind the whole of this push. And so, when we look at that which they accuse us of, we see that they are far more guilty of it. Where was the advice that was offered to Maktaba Salafiyya? Where was the advice that was offered to Amjad Rafiq, Hafidhahullah, to Abu Khadija, Hafidhahullah? Where was the advice that was offered to Hassan al-Somali, Hafidhahullah, Abu al-Hassan Malik, Hafidhahullah, Anwar Wright, Hafidhahullah? Where was the advice that was offered to Musa Richardson, Hafidhahullah? Where was the advice that was offered to each and every individual that they have disparaged, Kashif Khan, Hafidhahullah, and others from among our brothers, whether in the US or in the UK, upon the Sunnah and upon Salafiyya? Where was the advice? But rather we see they have done nothing but launch an attack and have thrown dust in the eyes of the onlooker. And that, I believe, is the and was the true intent. Had they been sincere, they would have returned back to SalafiTalk.com or .net, and they would have found, concerning the individuals that they asked about, whether it is Green Lane, Abu Usama, Bilal Phillips, Shadeed Muhammad, any of these individuals that they have been asking about, they would have found what would have sufficed them. So either they returned, they found, but they ignored, which is a problem. Or they didn't return and began to speak without doing what they accuse us of abandoning. So none of these individuals, none of them, number one, are known, particularly not known for knowledge. And so as far as asking questions, then yes, you can, of course. But as far as bringing these issues to the public forum and now having yourself a nightly muhadara and considering yourself defenders of Islam, defending Islam from cult characteristics, haddadiyya, hizbiyya, and upholding the honor of the Muslims, فَمَنْ أَنْتُمْ مَنْ أَنْتُمْ. And so our question then, it remains, and that is, if you were sincere, where was your advice to Al-Maktaba Salafiyya? Another issue that causes concern, and that is all of these individuals who they are promoting, whether it be Shadeed Muhammad, whether it be Ali Davis, whether it be Tahir White, whoever it is that they're promoting, from these individuals that share with them this tamyir and are pleased and happy with this great defense of theirs. And we hear the likes of Shadeed mentioning that he considers them the Ta'ifatul Mansura, mashallah. And that the hadith, لا تزال طائفة منصور لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق, that it applies to them. This is what we hear from Shadeed Muhammad. So since that is the case, and they are all well acquainted with these videos, then not one of you يا شديد، يا علي، يا طاهر، not one of you، يا مفتي منير، not one of you had the decency to stop these paupers. Did you see and do you believe truly that they have the ability, that they have the fahm, that they have the dirasa, that they yafhamun al-qawaid, that they have the wherewithal to carry out what they're carrying out and to do it justice? Truly, you believe this? If you do, then wallahi tilka musiba. And if you believe they don't, then why have you not stopped and given them advice? Because the great and immense respect that they have for you, then they would have, without doubt, refrained if you were to advise them. Why have you not advised them? Why have you not stopped them in their tracks? So not one of you thought to advise these masakin. Not one of you thought to pull them to the side and tell them, Yakhi, this is not for you. Not one of you thought to pull them aside and tell them, Yakhi, this is bigger than you. Alaysa minkum rajulun rashid. So as far as we're concerned, none of these individuals should be speaking. They are unknowns. And no one knows in any way, shape or form where they have taken their pitiful lugha from, much less any knowledge of the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. What is apparent is that they are suhufis. They are people who have taken their knowledge from kutub, from books. And the one who takes his knowledge from books, then his mistakes are far greater than his times of correctness. Those who they mention that they have taken from are individuals who have been disparaged, the likes of Lutfi Amr. And so what is apparent is that when they saw the attention that these videos, these provocative videos, have brought to them, they became excited. Of course, they now have a video that has more than 80 views. And so it is going to excite them. Just like that child that enters a fairground with fireworks going off around them. He doesn't know what to do with himself. Someone older who sees the harm that he may do to himself has to take him by the hand and get down upon his knee and tell him to slow down, son. You're going to hurt yourself. Thus I question their sincerity. If they were sincere, they would suffice with knowing that these issues have been discussed in detail. And evidences have been presented. And we are going to discuss these issues, yani the issues connected, those who they have asked about, in the part that is to follow, inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.